I'm Marie-Claire Farré from the Women International League for Peace and Freedom. I'm vice president, and I'm also a spokesperson from Common Cause UK, which is a platform of Congolese women in the UK. We have a situation of crisis, humanitarian insecurity in the Congo, and where this situation has created a lot of refugee, not only externally displaced refugee, but internally displaced refugee. And I also want to emphasize in the fact that if there are a lot of refugee, not only in the UK or in many parts of the world, we have to find out what is the causes of this immigration that are mainly forced immigration. And tell people that if they are here, it's because we were there. And it's important for UK citizens to understand what some of their government or some of the multinational corporation companies who are actually benefiting from some of those conflicts, and some of those conflicts are actually benefiting the economies of this country, have to answer to the state of the refugee in this country here, because sometimes they support oppressive leaders in some countries, which are actually stopping people from living and breaching their human right in their country, so they come and seek refuge here.
Of course, we've got some very large banks and multinational corporations in Edinburgh. Do you see any linkages between the city and between Congo or other countries that you've mentioned?
Well, I think it's some of those big companies, they don't really advertise themselves or their business and saying, look, we are here, we breach OECD guidelines in some of those countries or what we do. They have different shareholders and they kind of lease their shares into different ways, where it's very difficult for someone who's just a lame person to go and find out what they're dealing in. But when you go deep inside and you can look at just few companies who are actually maybe their banks and they put their money into they have their, some of their share into in the arms trade, for example. So when you look
but
at
of course, BAE, you know, BAE is based here as well.
Yes. So if you look at that, then you kind of find out what they're benefiting from war and what war creates refugees. So how can they? How can we actually be more socially responsible on how we're living and how we're consuming? Because I'm just going to give you an example for what is creating sometime instability in Congo is the mining sector, mining of coltan, that is today fueling the war in Congo. And also this mining of coltan is needed for laptop and mobile phones and things like that. So in mining, you have slavery. You have the slave trade that is still ongoing because people who are mining are slaves. They are not people who are paid and they are forced to mine under the gun. So you have two things there. You have guns and mining that is creating human insecurity and war and creating refugee, internally refuge people and externally refuge people. You have lots of people who are also refugee for economic reason because nobody wants to live in a situation where they can't thrive. Their children can't have education. So you have all these things that people are running away from persecution, from low economic income and running away from political persecution as well. So this company have to kind of look beyond just their benefit. They have to also look at their corporate social responsibility as a way of stopping sometimes crises that create refugees.
Yeah. Thank you.